you love true crime podcasts and true crime documentaries?
If so, you gotta check out our podcast, True Crime Obsessed, where we recap the true crime documentaries everybody's watching.
We say everything you're thinking and probably screaming at your TV.
We've been at the top of the podcast charts for almost 9 years, and we have over 400 episodes for you to check out right now.
We cover the cases everyone's talking about, and we also highlight the cases that have been underreported, overlooked, or forgotten.
With over 30,000 five-star reviews on Apple Podcasts, if you've never checked out True Crime Obsessed, now's the time to give us a try.
Find True Crime Obsessed wherever you get your podcasts. Love true crime podcasts and true crime documentaries?
If so, you gotta check out our podcast, True Crime Obsessed, where we recap the true crime documentaries everybody's watching.
We say everything you're thinking and probably screaming at your TV.
We've been at the top of the podcast charts for almost 9 years, and we have over 400 episodes for you to check out right now.
We cover the cases everyone's talking about, and we also highlight the cases that have been underreported, overlooked, or forgotten.
With over 30,000 five-star reviews on Apple Podcasts, if you've never checked out True Crime Obsessed, now's the time to give us a try.
Find True Crime Obsessed wherever you get your podcasts.
This is a special report from True Crime Today and the Hidden Killers podcast.
Richard Allen's voice finally heard. Well, kind of, anyway, by the Indiana Supreme Court. He was not present when attorneys made arguments for him in front of the Indiana Supreme Court on January 18th of this year. 3 points being made. The argument, number one, that he wants his attorneys back, Andrew Baldwin and Brad Rossi, as you remember, Judge Gull dismissed them from the case, saying, you guys, you're not acting in his best interest. There's been some improprieties over here. Looks like some evidence leaked out of your office. Going to completely shut my ears and go, la, 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 when you try to explain what actually happened, because I don't want to hear what actually happened, and I'm just going to kick them off, and they're not going to be your counsel. She didn't do the although we don't really know for sure because we don't actually have the audio from within chambers. But considering there was no hearing or anything on the matter, it could have been a very much a la-la-la moment, to be completely honest. There's that. Number two, the order ordering the trial and the court to grant his speedy trial rights. He has the rights to have a speedy trial. Judge Gull effectively saying, no, you don't. When... And for those of you listening to the podcast, a certain finger was raised to demonstrate that moment, saying, no, you don't. Basically, your counsel, I don't like them. They're gone. And now your trial will be in October of next year. How's that for speedy, Richard? Okay, maybe it didn't quite go like that, but that's essentially kind of, I'm sure, how it felt for the family and for Richard Allen and for the victims in this case. Because, yes, we're talking about them as well. Richard is innocent until proven guilty. If he did this, he deserves the stiffest punishments available. If he didn't, which we still have to get to that point, we still need to treat him as innocent until proven guilty because that's how our system works. Instead, he's shackled up like Hannibal Lecter. And I'm not even exaggerating there. That's exactly how he was described by one of his attorneys when they attempted to visit him in prison. Attempted. Is the right word, because they really didn't get a chance to have a true attorney-client privileged conversation. They were literally talking through the little food holes in the door. You know the ones you see in the movies? Yes. It's like that, but worse. With guards all around, no privacy. Again, violating his rights left and right. They're still doing that, by the way, in Indiana, in the prison system in which he is located. So, there's that, number two. Get that trial rolling within 70 days. His former counsel said, yeah, we can do it. You can bet they're going to be filing that probably right now as this drops to get that rolling. Otherwise, that would be violating his rights. The third motion on this, to remove Judge Gull from the case. Appoint a new special judge. Pointing out, yeah, there's been some issues here. There is a... at the very least, perception of impropriety towards Richard Allen. And if you don't want more appellate issues, which you already have 1,000 of, Richard Allen essentially has a get out of trial-free card or get out of verdict-free card if he's found guilty with appellate issues already. So if he is found guilty, you can guarantee he's going to get a new trial based on how much they've already screwed this up. So why not, I don't know, just try and correct the matter right now. Let's get somebody else in there. That third motion also heard by the Indiana Supreme Court. So what did the Indiana Supreme Court decide? I'm going to read you the last paragraph of this document from the Indiana Supreme Court. Having considered the written submissions and having heard the arguments of counsel, a majority of the court votes to grant, okay, the petition for writ as to realtor's request to reinstate attorneys Baldwin and Rossi and his court-appointed counsel. So, Baldwin and Rossi are back in. Number one of these three motions was granted. Number two, the court unanimously denies all other relief sought. This court will promptly issue a written opinion explaining its reasons. The pendency of this matter in the court does not stay the proceedings in the trial court. Well, that's fine because we're already waiting all the way now till October for that trial date. Unless, we'll see what happens here, Baldwin and Rossi are able to go back and get the speedy trial rights back for Richard Allen, which they currently do not have. As for Judge Gull, she's already gotten that promotion. Does this create now the window for her to gracefully exit, saying, I already got all this other stuff on my plate, guys. I think you can handle it from here. I picture her doing that with sunglasses. Something. I don't know. Maybe a big tattoo, like an onanism tattoo on her head. Oh, would that be that? Oh, the guards are already doing that at the prison. I forgot. But I would not be surprised if she did walk away at this point and there is another judge instated. It's just the optics of it. It's not that you're kicked off and we're ordering a new one on. It's, oh, you got enough. You go handle your other duties. Maybe get an onanism tattoo while you're at it. Okay, maybe not. That would look really bad. But we got you covered. That's the latest on the Delphi murder case. And the case against Richard Allen changes all the time. Be sure to press subscribe wherever you download podcasts so you don't miss any of our updates. I'm Tony Bruschi. Stay with us.
This has been a special report from True Crime Today and the Hidden Killers podcast.
Want to listen ad-free? Want advance access to all of our interviews before anyone else?
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
You get every episode commercial-free,
so you can binge on true crime
until you can binge no more.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts now, or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast next.
Do you love true crime podcasts and true crime documentaries?
If so, you gotta check out our podcast, True Crime Obsessed, where we recap the true crime documentaries everybody's watching.
We say everything you're thinking and probably screaming at your TV.
We've been at the top of the podcast charts for almost 9 years, and we have over 400 episodes for you to check out right now.
We cover the cases everyone's talking about, and we also highlight the cases that have been underreported, overlooked, or forgotten.
With over 30,000 five-star reviews on Apple Podcasts, if you've never checked out True Crime Obsessed, now's the time to give us a try.
Find True Crime Obsessed wherever you get your podcasts.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
Confused on where to start with weight loss medication? See the lowest prices available with or without insurance for Wegovy, Zepbound, and more at TryLifeMD.com. 95% of LifeMD patients said starting their weight loss journey was simple. Listen to Tara's story after losing 42 pounds.
You just take your shot. It doesn't feel like you're on a diet. What I wasn't expecting it to do was to shut off the food noise. I had gone from 237 to 195. This was life-altering, and if I can do it, I feel like anybody can do it.
Get your free insurance benefits check in minutes right now at TryLifeMD.com. Nearly 96% of patients said they would recommend the LifeMD program to anyone who wants to lose weight. Get started right now at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
This is an ad by BetterHelp. Workplace stress is now a leading cause of declining mental health, with 61% of the global workforce feeling it more than ever. You can't escape work, but you can take small steps to care for yourself. A walk, some sun, a favorite song. Therapy is one of those steps, ongoing support to build resilience for whatever your day throws at you. Balance is tough. Getting help shouldn't be. Visit BetterHelp.com today for 10% off your first month.
Do you love true crime podcasts and true crime documentaries?
If so, you gotta check out our podcast, True Crime Obsessed, where we recap the true crime documentaries everybody's watching.
We say everything you're thinking and probably screaming at your TV.
We've been at the top of the podcast charts for almost 9 years, and we have over 400 episodes for you to check out right now.
We cover the cases everyone's talking about, and we also highlight the cases that have been underreported, overlooked, or forgotten.
With over 30,000 five-star reviews on Apple Podcasts, if you've never checked out True Crime Obsessed, now's the time to give us a try.
Find True Crime Obsessed wherever you get your podcasts. Do you love true crime podcasts and true crime documentaries?
If so, you gotta check out our podcast, True Crime Obsessed, where we recap the true crime documentaries everybody's watching.
We say everything you're thinking and probably screaming at your TV.
We've been at the top of the podcast charts for almost 9 years, and we have over 400 episodes for you to check out right now.
We cover the cases everyone's talking about, and we also highlight the cases that have been underreported, overlooked, or forgotten.
With over 30,000 five-star reviews on Apple Podcasts, if you've never checked out True Crime Obsessed, now's the time to give us a try.
Find True Crime Obsessed wherever you get your podcasts. Love true crime podcasts and true crime documentaries?
If so, you gotta check out our podcast, True Crime Obsessed, where we recap the true crime documentaries everybody's watching.
We say everything you're thinking and probably screaming at your TV.
We've been at the top of the podcast charts for almost 9 years, and we have over 400 episodes for you to check out right now.
We cover the cases everyone's talking about, and we also highlight the cases that have been underreported, overlooked, or forgotten.
With over 30,000 five-star reviews on Apple Podcasts, if you've never checked out True Crime Obsessed, now's the time to give us a try.
Find True Crime Obsessed wherever you get your podcasts. Love true crime podcasts and true crime documentaries?
If so, you gotta check out our podcast, True Crime Obsessed, where we recap the true crime documentaries everybody's watching.
We say everything you're thinking and probably screaming at your TV.
We've been at the top of the podcast charts for almost 9 years, and we have over 400 episodes for you to check out right now.
We cover the cases everyone's talking about, and we also highlight the cases that have been underreported, overlooked, or forgotten.
With over 30,000 five-star reviews on Apple Podcasts, if you've never checked out True Crime Obsessed, now's the time to give us a try.
Find True Crime Obsessed wherever you get your podcasts. Love true crime podcasts and true crime documentaries?
If so, you gotta check out our podcast, True Crime Obsessed, where we recap the true crime documentaries everybody's watching.
We say everything you're thinking and probably screaming at your TV.
We've been at the top of the podcast charts for almost 9 years, and we have over 400 episodes for you to check out right now.
We cover the cases everyone's talking about, and we also highlight the cases that have been underreported, overlooked, or forgotten.
With over 30,000 five-star reviews on Apple Podcasts, if you've never checked out True Crime Obsessed, now's the time to give us a try.
Find True Crime Obsessed wherever you get your podcasts.